just leave it when you're eating it. You can do either one you want to.
Yeah. Well, nowadays you don't even go to the, you don't even do your own killing. You go to the, who cuts your meat for you?
Well, we ain't got nobody around here that cuts meat anymore. We ain't got nothing here in Livingston that cuts meat. They got to go over here to Ward's Hall, Benny. I guess you've come through over there, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
One or two places around over in there.
There's a what over there? There's a,
They call it a, what do you call that, a butcher?
Yeah.
Slaughter pen, a butcher. That, you know, you've got to be fixed for it now, you know.
What'd you kill them with when you used to kill them?
Huh?
Did you have something to do to,
I'll tell you, the mainest thing was a .22 rifle.
You ever have a, any sort of thing?
You sharp? Stick them.
Stick them with a...
You stick them with a long blade knife and bleed them. Whether it was a yearling or whether it was a hog or a sheep, yeah. That was important, to bleed them good.
Yeah.
And you done that right in here. Get that main blood vessel, you know. Yeah, a .22 rifle was one of the main ways to kill them between the eyes. It was quick, you know. Oh, I've seen them knocked in the head, you know, with a, some like a axe, you know, pole axe you call them. That had a head on it and one blade, you know, or a hatchet or anything like that you could, but .22 rifle was more preferable.
When you catch your meat too long, you say the meat had done what? It had got...
rancid.
You got spoiled guts. Yeah,
you know, we call it rancid or strong.
Yeah.
And, that one meat would be carried over from one year to another you're talking about there now, I guess so, you know.
Yeah. Well, if the meat just wasn't any good, you had to throw it away, you say it had gotten...
poor. Yeah. But that still never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Still anybody ever lost meat. They did it then to cut it down to feed it to their dogs or something, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever, Mr. Charlie, did you ever... Okay, now tell me what you do with the meat from the head when you kill a hog.
That head was usually one of the first things was used up out of a hog. Usually you didn't try to keep it. But you would cut the jewel off. I don't know if you understand it or not.
And yeah, that was the...
Yeah, now you could smoke that like you did the other. And that was one of the main parts they would cut pieces off or chunks off of that to season with rather than to fry. It was not a very desirable meat to fry.
Yeah.
The jewel wasn't. But the rest of the head was usually used up pretty quick. Whatever you was going to use of it, you know. It was not...
Did you ever make anything out of any kind of...
Hog head cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you save the blood for anything?
Uh-uh. No, we didn't do that.
Some folks might make what from the blood?
Well, you see, they blood pudding, they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was French. My wife wouldn't do them like that.
Bad.
You know, that's forbidden.
I didn't.
In scripture. That's forbidden to eat blood.
Eat the blood of an animal.
Yeah, I can't give you the scripture, but I'm correct.
Well, I know about that.
Yeah.
Now, would you ever make a dish by cooking and then grinding up the liver of the hog? Or
yeah, kind of a hash, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, hash it up. Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Now, some people would take, I don't know if y'all did this or not, but they might take hog meat or the juice of the head cheese or the mm-hmm. juice of the hash or, and take it and mix it together with cornmeal and then wait till it got cold and then slice it up and fry it and make, what they call that? Do you ever hear that?
I don't believe I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
You ever hear a scrapple or a pond hoss?
No, I haven't. This is a little bit... I'm out on that.
Yeah.
That particular thing you're talking about there is not yeah. for me at all.
Now, when you catch your butter too long, you say the butter had...
got stale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aged or stale, you know, you don't want to have
it. Yeah. How would you say it tasted? You say, boy, that butter...
Ransom. Ransom. And you didn't eat it. And it would, you know, if it stayed long enough, you know.
Yeah. Would you ever talk about something getting stout or... Did you ever hear that? Stout?